Hello, you're listening to Talking Points on BoardGameAuthority.com. I'm your host, Richard Miles. So my guest today is Jeff Cornelius. He's the co-founder of Cosmic Wombat Games. Jeff has an active Kickstarter project called Stones of Fate that, as of recording this, has 13 days to go and is already successfully funded. Hi, Jeff. Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me. Before we get started, I actually heard it's your brother Nathan's birthday today.
Yes, it is. My brother Nathan, who's my co-founder of Cosmic Wombat Games, it is his birthday today, and we're celebrating with him. So,
well, awesome. Tell him happy birthday from Richard Miles and the BoardGameAuthority.com folks. That's pretty exciting.
We will do that, and I wanted to thank you for taking the time to have me on as well. Thanks.
Certainly. So speaking of your brother, Nathan, Cosmic Wombat Games, that's founded by you and your brother. And so how did you guys get the idea of you want to start a game publishing company?
So we've been kind of gamers our entire lives. We grew up playing games and kind of always wanted to get into the business side of it a little bit. Nathan is a very business-oriented person. In fact, went off to college and got his MBA. I'm an engineer, and so I've kind of taken kind of the design approach. And so it's kind of like where our passion lies. And so as we were looking into what we wanted to do and how we wanted to take that next step and go from just being gamers to being involved in the industry, really publishing, and especially with the advent of Kickstarter, which made it really easy. Well, not necessarily easy, but really a lot more doable for the average person. And so that's kind of the route we decided to go.
So I think you hit on a good point, and that is that Kickstarter has become a means for many people to turn their dreams into reality. Kickstarter has become, if not the platform, definitely a very popular platform to turn those ideas and that passion to bring that into the world. So tell us a little bit about Stones of Fate. That's active right now. It's successfully funded. So why should anyone listening go and pick up a copy of that game?
Yeah, Stones of Fate is a game that's a light game. It was designed by a good friend of mine named Luke Laurie, and he really designed it to be kind of an intro light game, but yet kind of a different feel than a lot of games that people play now. So he really wanted to create something unique and something different. And I think that's really why people really need to take a look at this game. And if it doesn't appeal to you, that's fine. But we would encourage everybody at least take a look at it because we do really feel it's unique in the gaming industry in that it has a tarot theme, which you don't see a lot of. And it involves a unique mechanic of hidden information and cards that are face down and really trying to win those cards and using area control techniques and controlling of fate stones, what we call fate stones, to try to win the cards and to get the most victory points in the end of the game. And one of the things that's really cool about the game is that there are certain abilities in the cards that you can trigger at different times based on if you want to flip the card and reveal it to everybody, and that sometimes that triggers an ability, or if you actually place your stones correctly around the card to win it, and sometimes when you win the card, that can trigger certain abilities. And so there's lots of different active things that come up during the game, and no one really feels left out even when it's not their turn because there's stuff happening all the time.
All right, so one of the things I noticed that you mentioned about the game and the unique feel to it is the tarot cards. Was that in the beginning of Stones of Fate, or did that come about when your company decided to that this was the game that you guys were going to publish?
That was in it pretty early on. I know Luke, before my company ever decided to publish it, Luke brought it to us as a tarot-themed game. And how he describes it to me is he was actually developing a much larger Euro-style game, and this piece with hidden information and stones next to cards was just a small part of that. And as he was tinkering with that mechanic and trying to work that out for the larger mechanics of the larger game he's working on, he realized that that kind of small piece could make a game on its own. So he kind of took that out and developed that further. And the more he played with that, the more it felt to him like he was doing tarot readings and revealing cards at certain times to kind of tell people's fortunes. And so he decided that it should be a tarot themed game. And so that was pretty early on in his development. It did come about before Cosmic Wombat Games got involved.
And that tarot aspect, at least for me, is a unique almost alluring type of quality that I haven't seen in a lot of games. The artwork, which we'll talk about here in a minute, the artwork is, it really kind of draws you in. For anybody who's been following Stones of Fate, it's not a surprise that this is the second Stones of Fate. The first Stones of Fate project did not fund successfully. And so how much time was between that first Kickstarter project and this Kickstarter project? And what were you doing during that time to kind of prepare for this relaunch?
So we ended the last Kickstarter in June of 2013. And like you said, we did not make our goal. We were about at 50% of our goal when it ended. And so we, at that time, decided to really look hard at what we had done and how the Kickstarter had gone. And so we sat down and we looked at everything and we read a lot of blogs and listened to a lot of podcasts and things, really trying to determine where we went wrong and what we could do to fix it. And a couple of things we determined was one, that we didn't have a big enough audience going in, so we really started getting active on like Facebook groups and Board Game Geek and places like that to try to build an audience for it. We released a print and play to try to get people interested in it. So that was one thing we did. The other thing we realized was that our goal amount for the first one, which was 19,000, was probably set a bit too high for a $20 game. And so we reached out to many, many different printers and tried to figure out if we could find a way to decrease that goal amount by getting better quotes, which we were able to do. And another reason why we were able to decrease that goal amount is because we actually revamped our shipping methods and figured out a way to ship, do fulfillment by Amazon, which actually will help us out quite a bit. And so those are the two main things. But really, that time from June to February this year, when we started, was spent really building the audience for the game. We took it to a lot of different conventions, to Gen Con in Indianapolis, to Strategic Con out here in California, where I am, and just really got the game out there and started showing it to people and getting people interested in it.
And so that is a very important part of the Kickstarter equation that a lot of new publishers, new game designers that are just new to the Kickstarter space, they fail to see the crowd part of crowdfunding. And that is where I think Cosmic Wombat Games is doing it right this time. I'm seeing you and Luke be very active, very vocal on Facebook, on Board Game Geek, on just social media in general. You guys are out there delivering updates, you're posting teaser images, and that is just building up that fan base, that community.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's one of the things we had really wanted to do, both from a couple different reasons. One reason, yes, we do want to promote Stones of Fate, want people to get interested in it, but also we feel that like the community has given so much to us, and the community has taught us so much as we've gotten ready and relaunched Stones of Fate, that we really honestly do want to give back to the community. And if we can answer questions, or if we can say, this is the lessons we learned from this, and help out others, that's something we really want to do too. So it really is a double reason there for going out and becoming involved in those communities. And I truly believe that the more you give back, the more you'll get out of it in the end anyway. So really, we give back and we just reap that back with people coming in and getting interested in our game as well.
I think that's part of the like what appeals to a lot of people in this whole gaming community is that that's most people, at least that I've met, that's their outlook, that whole give back. And that's why I think the board game sector or the board game category of Kickstarter is so popular and so successful is the gamers have that mentality. They want to help, they want to give back. Luke Laurie is the game's designer. How did you connect with him? And how did you decide that Stones of Fate was a game that Cosmic Wombat Games wanted to publish?
Luke is a friend of mine. We've been friends for a while. We're in the same game group, local gaming group. We meet every Saturday morning here in Santa Maria, California, where we live. And he's kind of always been tinkering around with different designs and building games. And he's actually a really, really good designer. And he's got some other ideas too that are really good. And one of the things that when Nathan and I first talked about starting our company, I told Nathan, I was like, we got to get a game from my friend Luke, because I've played some of his, I've helped play test some of his designs, and they're just excellent. And I think that would be the way to go. And so I started talking to Luke about his different designs, and Really, Stones of Fate stood out to me for a few different reasons. One was because I knew it was just a great game and I played it a lot, and it really played well to a large, diverse audience, which I knew we won for our first game. It was the winner of the Poly Prize at a local game convention here called Polycon, and so I knew it had, the capability to do well with people, a large number of people. And the other thing was it's kind of a small game. I knew for a company just starting out, we were going to go to Kickstarter. I knew we wanted something pretty small. We didn't want to make it, a big giant like 20 by 30 game board with lots of bits and pieces and miniatures and all this. I know people do that and that's great. For me, I was like, I don't think I can raise that kind of money right up front. So we want something small, something light, something that'll, be around $20 price point, which is what we ended up deciding for Stones of Fate. And so it really kind of all those different criteria fell into place for Stones of Fate, and that's the one we decided to go with, and we worked that out with Luke.
Starting small, I think, is excellent advice. It keeps your cost down, it helps get your feet wet, and it builds your name, your brand, your following. And then with the next Kickstarter, you can build up a little bit, get some more custom bits and all that kind of good stuff. But starting small, I think for most people, most especially like independents who are very much a one-man shop type operation, starting small, I think, makes the most sense for them. And then if they have this big grandiose desire in the works, that's Kickstarter project number two, maybe Kickstarter project number three. But I think your outlook of let's just start small and make it successful, and that way we're not trying to overdo it, we're learning as we go, the next one we can make even better and be more successful. I definitely agree with that mentality. So tell us about licensing the artwork for the game as opposed to commissioning unique artwork that would be specific to this game only. Was that a difficult decision to make?
It was a pretty easy decision, actually. And it goes back to kind of what we were saying before with starting small. And one of the things in the artist world, if you commission art uniquely for a game, it's going to cost you a lot more. And it's going to take a lot more time because the artist has to actually create it. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And a lot of games have fantastically beautiful art. And in the end, you would like the fact that, your art has unique or your game has unique art. However, again, when we decided we wanted to start, smaller, we didn't want the price point to be too huge. We want to be able to produce it pretty cheaply. We thought, probably a better way to go about it would be to license already created art if we can find something we like. And we weren't necessarily guaranteed that we could. And the other piece of that was that since we were doing a tarot-themed game, there's lots of tarot art already out there, and a lot of gamers haven't seen that because the tarot and the gaming community don't overlap that much. Although we have found through this game, but there is some overlap because we've found some people that are like, "Oh, I'm a great big fan of the tarot, and I love the fact there's a tarot game." But it doesn't overlap that much, and so it wasn't like we were licensing art that had been seen in other games or in other, fantasy or role-playing adventures or things like that. And so, really, the decision was pretty easy. All we had to do was go out and find art we liked. And so we scoured, all the different DeviantArt sites, and we looked at all the kinds of tarot sites and things, and came across this set by Ciro Marchetti called The Tarot of Dreams. And Luke's like, "That's what I want." He's like, "That looks great." And I was like, "Well, okay, I'll try to see if I can get it." And so I reached out to Ciro and said, "How much would it be to license your art?" And we, went back and forth a little bit and came up with a price that worked for us at Cosmic Wombat Games. And we're like, "Great, that's awesome." And so then we got the license and it worked out great from there. And Ciro's been great to work with. He's been just really helpful in getting us the art that we need and letting us kind of have free rein with it to really do what we want with the cards.
Well, the artwork is just beautiful, so I at least wanted to touch on that aspect. Switching gears a little bit, what is one piece of advice that you would give anyone interested in starting a Kickstarter campaign?
My first piece of advice for anybody that wants to do Kickstarter is learn all you can. Go out there, get involved in the Facebook communities, get involved in LinkedIn communities, get involved in blogs. Jamie Stegmeier has an amazing blog with tons of information in it. If you don't know that blog, you should never be starting a Kickstarter. especially for games. I mean, that's just how good his blog is. It's like almost the Bible of Kickstarter right now. And James Matthey is another one that has a lot of great stuff. So learn everything you can. I'm actually, I along with Luke Laurie and some other of our friends who are game designers and publishers and artists have just started a group called the League of Game Makers, loosely based in California, but we have members elsewhere. And we post on anything from game design to Kickstarter building to publishing to things like that. So come by, read our stuff. Again, just learn all you can before you get started, because even if you know everything you think is possibly there is to know, you'll still find something that you don't know when you get started.
Right. Say the name of the website that you're involved with again.
It's the League of Game Makers, www.leagueofgamemakers.com.
Okay, excellent. Are you going to any conventions this year? Which ones can we see you at?
We will be definitely at Gen Con. We have a booth for the first time ever. So that's the first year that Cosmic Wombat Games will have a booth. We'll be in the little Entrepreneur's Alley there with all the other first-time booth exhibitors, I mean. And so we'll be at Gen Con. We'll also have a lot of events scheduled at Gen Con, so look us up. We have Stones of Fate, obviously, that we're doing. We have a couple of other games coming out. We have Campaign Trail, which is going to be a game that's a resource management game, but it's also a political simulation. So basically, you're taking on the role of a presidential candidate, and you're traveling around the country, you're giving speeches, you're spending campaign funds, you're trashing your opponent, you're, you know, kissing babies and shaking hands, all that good stuff. There's even debate mechanics. You'll debate your opponent on certain issues, and all the while trying to win votes and win the presidency. So we'll be demoing that game there. We have another game called Allegiance that's going to be coming out probably next year to Kickstarter, and we'll be demoing that. That's kind of what I call a binary deck builder. It's a game where the theme is that the emperor has just died in this fantasy realm and left no heir, and you're one of the people that's vying to try to take over that throne, and you're recruiting allies to your side. And each ally comes with either some combination of favor and apathy, and you take these favor and apathy tokens and put them into your reputation deck, and then for every action you need to do in the game, you have to draw a certain number of cards off your reputation deck. If you get any apathy at all, you don't get to take that action. So you're kind of trying to find a balance between how much apathy you take for certain allies versus what kind of actions you actually want to do and how much you want to be successful. So you're trying to collect favor, but sometimes you don't get to collect favor because you have to get a more powerful ally, and which also brings you apathy at the same time. It's a really cool concept, and you really have to play it to figure it out. And then another family game we have coming out is going to be a dice game similar to like a King of Tokyo type of thing. It's called Grow Garden Grow. It's about just basically growing a little garden full of plants, and it's dice. So you roll dice, and if you get like three plants, then you get to put a seedling in your garden, and then you roll dice and get water, and you get to water your seedling. It grows higher, and you have certain things that you can do to your opponents, like give them scorching heat with multiple suns that you roll and things like that. It's a really fun little family game that it's good for children and adults and for the whole family, really.
So it sounds like you guys have a nice catalog building up. It kind of sounds like you guys are going to be busy for quite a while here.
We will be, and all these games are going to be coming out on Kickstarter at some point in the future. So as soon as Stones of Fate's done, we're probably going to move into Campaign Trail. We're hoping to get that one out and ready to go on Kickstarter later this year, probably in October timeframe, hopefully, if all goes well. And then the others will be next year sometime. So yeah, we definitely got a slate of games lined up and ready to go, and hopefully we can just build off the momentum of Stones of Fate and then build off the momentum of the other ones and keep going.
Last question, what are you going to do to celebrate since Stones of Fate has funded?
Yeah, we'll probably take a little bit of time off, maybe a week or two. We're going to have a lot of work to do, so I want to have a little party and celebrate with some of the people that have been supporters of us for a very long time. And actually, my wife and I just bought a house, so we'll be moving here right as soon as we're done with Stones of Fate Kickstarter. So that's, I don't know if that's really celebrating, but yeah, we'll be moving into a new house.
Wow, yeah, that's... That can be both exciting and stressful at the same time. So good luck with that portion. Well, Jeff, feel free to make some closing statements.
Okay, yeah, I would just say thank you for having me on, and please do go check out Stones of Fate. You can find it on Kickstarter. Just go to Kickstarter and type in Stones of Fate. Look for the one that's current, because we will find the old one. It's still on there, but look for the one that's current, and or you can... you know, click on one of our links on our Facebook page. We have a Cosmic Wombat Games Facebook page. Just search Cosmic Wombat Games on Facebook and you'll find us. And please do check out Stones of Fate. We have a Board Game Geek page where you can download the print and play of the game if you want to try it out for yourself before you pledge. And we look forward to having you.
Well, Jeff, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with your campaign. I know it's already successful, but you can always, you know, unlock some more stretch goals. I hope you guys reach the unlocking of the larger tarot cards. I think that'd be pretty cool.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been Richard Miles with BoardGameAuthority.com. You've been listening to Jeff Cornelius, who has an active Kickstarter campaign right now called Stones of Fate. It's 100%, well, it's over 100% actually, but it's fully funded, and you can pick up a copy for only $20. The game looks very exciting. You can download the rules for it, check it out for yourself. So stop on by their Kickstarter page, pledge, you'll get a fantastic game when it comes into production, and you will have helped turn a dream into reality. Until next time, game on.